From ME Bank, the shareholders have held the shares in ME Bank since 1994. And since that time, there's been little or no dividends paid. So this provides those shareholders, those 26 industry superannuation funds, with an opportunity for a capital return. And the timing's pretty good. The price that's being offered by Bank of Queensland is slightly above the book value, and also removes some uncertainty for those shareholders regarding the future of the banking industry. Banks these days have to continue a commitment to investing in technology, and this may not be something that ME Bank is willing to do, given that it's a technology-driven business. Now, Bank of Queensland is a very regional bank. Most of its business comes from Queensland, and through the acquisition, they at least get some geographical diversification into Victoria and the Eastern Seaboard. But most importantly, it also achieves a virtual doubling of its loan book to its niche market, or its, I should say, key market of retail customers. And that's a market that they know well. So they're the rationales for both Bank of Queensland and ME Bank.
So it looks like both of them have a lot to gain from this merger. So becoming the seventh biggest bank conglomerate isn't a small feat. How does the acquisition process between these banks work logistically?
Right. Well, first of all, Bank of Queensland needs to obtain the funding necessary for the acquisition. And they're approaching their shareholders, their existing shareholders, through what we call an entitlement offer. So these shareholders will be offered shares, additional shares, in Bank of Queensland to fund approximately $1 billion of the acquisition. Now, the acquisition's total cost is about $1.3 billion. So the other $350 million will be sourced from a share offering directly to institutions. So essentially, without using any of its own cash, Bank of Queensland's able to achieve the funding. The next step is to formally go through an approval process for the shareholders to agree to sell the bank, and they've at least approved it in principle. And the next step is for Bank of Queensland to actually acquire the business. Now, the acquisition of the business can either be through acquiring the shares in ME Bank or simply acquiring the assets and assuming the liabilities. So it's unsure as to which process they'll undertake.
This acquisition has been said to be an attempt to take on the Big Four banks. These banks are the largest by market share, and between them currently hold over 80% of the home loan market in Australia. How likely is this acquisition to present any real or tangible change to challenge the Big Four banks?
That's a very good question, because I've seen the media beat up that combined Bank of Queensland, ME Bank merged entity will pose a serious challenge to the majors. And I actually disagree with that, simply because if you think about the asset base of the majors, as you correctly stated, they have an 80% market share, so it's almost an oligopoly. It's notable that all banks' funding, or the net interest margin, has decreased over the last 20 years. So there is quite significant pressure on net interest margin for the banks, and that may deter the combined entity in looking at any major reduction in mortgage rates.
You've mentioned this idea of a customer-centric focus. The Bank of Queensland's chairman, Patrick Allaway, said that this deal would allow the entity to become the leading customer-centric alternative to the Big Four, as you've mentioned. Is this what we need, or what does this really mean?
It's the only way they can really compete, is by positioning themselves as with the motto of service with a smile and that customer-centric approach. And that means simply offering a better service, a better interaction or interface with their customers, because they won't be able to compete on price, so they really have to find another way to compete. Now, similarly, it will be difficult to really compete aggressively in the Victorian market, simply because ME Bank has no branch network. and the limited branch network of the Bank of Queensland, which is concentrated in Queensland, isn't really a sufficient distribution channel to compete with the majors. So I'm thinking that their strategy will probably go down the path of a digital service offering.
How will this affect consumers day to day? Are there likely to be more competitive interest rates offered? Because it seems like that's not really going to be the focus of this merger.
Yeah, look, I think, as I mentioned, it really depends on where they want to position themselves in the market and whether they want to push a greater market share, in which case they can move their interest rate levers either on the deposits or on the lending. There are some savings to be achieved, and those savings will probably come from their funding costs on their external borrowings. I noticed that ME Bank has borrowed externally, and that means from other banks or under their bond programs, about $6 billion. Bank of Queensland, about $11 billion. So combined, there's $17 billion of external borrowings. The larger entity may be able to reduce their funding costs on those external borrowings. And even a one basis point improvement in the funding cost could translate to approximately $1.7 million. So there are cost savings to be achieved. But in terms of the interest rate offerings to their customers, well, I guess we have to wait to see if that comes through.
Looking to the future with this, what are the possibilities of this merge on the banking industry in general?
This merger was actually approved by the ACCC, so they're not too concerned about a concentration in the industry. And there are other banks in the list, and Macquarie, Suncorp, the recent Bendigo-Adelaide merged entity. So there are other banks that can possibly go down the consolidation route. But I don't see the position of the four majors really being threatened in the medium term.